Hello and welcome back. We took a little break from the podcast. I have been traveling in Ireland for the past month. I did bring my microphone with me, but I've kind of just been enjoying being present, meeting people, exploring, and honestly spending a lot of time inside being cozy, so it's been really great. I hope you had a wonderful holiday season. I'm feeling good, but we are so back, so we're going to be doing weekly episodes again. I did take a little break. And if you are new here, welcome back to the Happy Hippie Podcast. This show explores all the ways that we can add more happiness into your life. We talk about habits, fitness, nutrition, wellness, mind, body, soul. Everything's holistic on this show. So tune in to learn new habits, rituals, recipes, get motivation, and more. We basically talk about all the things that are going to change your life. So what's not to love about that? My name is Amanda McCormack. I'm the host. I am a yoga teacher, a personal trainer, nutrition coach, and a women's coaching specialist. I wear many hats, but I'm pretty much just exploring what makes me happy, and I want to open you up to that too. So again, if you're new here, join us each week for new topics, meditations, guest interviews, so that you can start living your best life. Bear with me. I literally randomly got an attack of food poisoning last night. It's about 3 p.m. now, and it hit me at like 8 last night. Horrendous. We don't have to talk about it, but I don't feel great. So I'm actually recording laying down. I don't know if that's going to affect the quality. Also, my microphone's a little bit different because it's my travel mic. So bear with me on that. But anyway, we're going to be talking about not just New Year's goals. I did an episode last year where I think I spent most of the episode talking about how I prefer intentions or a different type of setting for the new year, because the New Year's goal thing is really, it's really like a, I don't know, it reminds me of just marketing. Like, everybody used to use the goals terminology so that you can just go buy new products or like join a new gym or whatever. But I do know that a lot of people might be implementing new habits or like to use the word goals. So this episode is basically going to help you stick to whatever you're picking or pondering about. So it's about habit formation, and it's mainly three easy tips that you can follow, as well as two little exercises. So this should be a short enough episode, but I want it to be impactful. So whether you're looking to be a little bit slower and more gentle with yourself in the coming year or life, you're looking to improve your boundaries, or if you just have a new habit in general that you like to work on, that's what we're going to be kind of targeting today. And this is from the perspective, again, of somebody who has been hard on myself in the past. So I'm not going to come at you like a drill sergeant. I'm going to teach you ways that you can actually make this like very achievable. I'm a women's health coach, so I'm going to be kind of exploring the process that I use with new clients when they come to me with a goal and we break it down, because I usually won't just go off of somebody being like, hey, yeah, I want to lose weight or I want to get stronger. I like to break down the reasoning why, and it helps that person understand why they're doing these things, and it actually connects you to the goals better. So again, we're going to be doing a little bit of that and then finding realistic and achievable points and pretty much kind of flip your POV to create a process and a life that is enjoyable for you. So I want to start things out by just reminding you that in general, this season, I just don't like, this is the episode I did last year, but I don't like how it's pushed on us to kind of make us feel bad about where we are and make us want to go somewhere else, because it comes from a place of like, you know, like you're just liking where you are, which is totally okay, because that's telling you maybe you want to move into a different like alignment. But I don't like the way that it's marketed. I want to remind you that in general, the winter season, depending on where you are in the world, it's about going inward. You know, it's, we indulge and we enjoy during the holiday season with family and friends. And remember, you can't be 100% year round. So if you're feeling any sort of, I want to use the word like guilt here, if you're feeling any sort of guilt, just know that, again, you can't be 100% all the time. And you probably had an amazing time over the past few weeks. I know I did. But I'd like you to rephrase and kind of understand, if you're feeling guilty or shameful about anything, that it's more of that you're a person that has like these habits or these goals, and maybe you've been living a little bit differently. And it's almost rephrasing it from guilt to just noticing that you're feeling unaligned with your goals. It's almost like an indicator, you know. Don't look at it as like, oh, I feel bad. Look at it like, okay, my body's telling me in the future or going forward, I always have the choice to like change, realign, whatever. And it kind of helps you move away from that guilt and kind of like self-loathing thing. So you can think of it as maybe you have certain lifestyle preferences and you're just kind of like missing them at the moment, you know. Any emotion that you have, any feeling that you have, think of it as a signal. You know, you have a certain value or like lifestyle standard and you just went a different way, and your body is kind of noticing that you went a different way, and it's trying to like signal that to you. So it's almost cool and empowering, because we can like realign and explore other options. We're just like really intuitive with our emotions. So I invite you to look at any guilt or like shameful feelings that you've been having. Again, at any time during the year, you can always remember that. It just shows that your values are in a good place, because let's say if someone didn't have that same value as you or that drive, they wouldn't be affected in the same way. So let's say you've been quote unquote like lacking on your daily movement. You know, if somebody who didn't have that value or didn't place importance on that in their life, they would not be feeling that same way that you're feeling right now. They're not going to be affected, but you're feeling it a little bit. So again, it's just showing you that the values you have are good values. They're going in the same place. If you're feeling a bit down, just know that your body is really in tune with what you want, and a reminder to be kind to yourself during this season. So a fun way to start off the episode is thinking about finding a word or like a theme that you want for this year. It's a fun way to, you can get really creative with this. You can pick a word that you want and then like put it on your Pinterest boards or like your vision board, or use it at the top of your journaling page. It's almost like a reminder, like what you want to call in this year. You know, this is where that intention kind of comes in. So you don't have to come up with it now. You can journal on it if you'd like. So for an example, a word can be like integration. You want to take time to let things settle in before moving on. Or maybe you want to be more gentle with yourself during the year, whether that be self-talk or with your movement. And you can use the word gentle and kind of put that on the top of your pages. Empowerment. Authenticity was mine last year. Routine, let's say your goals or your habits, you want to get back on like a little bit more of a stable routine. You can just constantly use that word routine to kind of ground you. It could be discovery or freedom. So if you want to take a moment to think of a word or write down a few words that just come to you like intuitively, totally can do that. And just keep in mind during this episode some goals or habits you'd like to work on as we go through this list. If you don't have any right now, that's totally cool. You can go through this list and then maybe brainstorm at the end and you can come back to it. Again, I'm going to try to keep this like a 25-minute episode so that it's easy and digestible for you. I do really like the theme of starting fresh with a new year. Just that phrase is really nice. So there's no greater feeling than, you know, realizing that you're on your way to make positive changes in your life. And the easiest way to do that is by starting a new habit. You know, out with the old, in with the new, that corny stuff. But sometimes the thrill of starting a new habit wears off, as we know. Like during this time of year, we might be on it for a few days, or we end up planning a little bit too much, or we can't, you know, bite off more than you can chew kind of thing. And then it can be easy to lose sight of our goals, and we kind of lose that like feeling after we get dismotivated, especially if we get distracted or busy, which is really easy to do at this time, this day and age, you know. So let me think, like one of my goals this year is to incorporate more moments of rest throughout my day and just be a little bit more mindful. And really this means that I have to prioritize taking those moments of rest over other things in my day. For example, scrolling on my phone. So that means that I may have to give up less screen time, or, you know, being a little stricter with my work-life boundaries, or having more like self-accountability, right? Those are the things I'm going to have to look at if I want to be able to add more moments of rest throughout my day, which again, sounds great in my mind, but when life is happening, it could be really hard to put these into action and remember my goal. So how do we build lasting change is like the topic I want to cover. And like I was just saying with biting off more than you can chew, number one is first being gentle with the expectations that you have towards your goals, to try to make them realistic and achievable. If you've ever heard of the term SMART goals, which is what a lot of fitness instructors will use, like personal trainers, that's what I was taught originally when I did like my NASSOM training. So SMART goals is like a framework. It's the five letters and they all stand for something. So it means you want your goals to be specific, measurable, actionable, relevant, and time-bound. And they all mean different things, but it's kind of boring. Like, to be honest, like, Every time I've ever learned that, or like when I looked at it through the NASSOM presentation of it, I was like, this is so boring. Like even when I was like working with clients, I felt like when I first started, it was like, I don't know, it didn't resonate with me as much. I mean, they're very important, but I just didn't like teaching it that way. And then when I did my Girls Gone Strong training, we kind of went into it a different way and I liked it better. So that's kind of how I'll be approaching it here. But it's the same concept. So let me give you an example. Let's say your goal is to read more during this year. So instead of setting out to read like 3 chapters every night, you're going to want to dial back and find like a really small book, something that's fun that you're going to enjoy in general, before you pick up a book and you're like, I'm going to read 3 chapters every night. Maybe try to find a really light read to get you going. And then instead of your goal being to read 3 chapters of that book every night, set out to read 1 page every weeknight, and then you can move to 5 pages, down the line, like 10 pages, 15, and so on, to make accomplishing your goal, one, achievable, but also more enjoyable, so it doesn't feel like a task, you know? You're redoing it into something fun. And I know that's like a basic thing where everyone's always like, oh, you know, like start small, but start smaller than you literally think that you would. There were studies that, and I mean, I've never actually recommended this to anybody, but there were studies that showed if people drove to the gym every day, there's somebody who's never been to the gym before and they wanted to get into the gym, and they just drove to the parking lot where the gym is for like 2 days straight, you know, 3 days. They weren't going in the gym. They were just driving to the parking lot. Then the next time, they get a membership and they sign up for the membership, and then they like just walk around the gym, do a tour, and leave. Then it's going to be easier for you to kind of go to the gym the next day and walk 10 minutes on the treadmill and leave. And then the next day you do a little bit more. And I've never recommended anybody to fully just like circle like to their gym, but it does make sense that you're wiring your brain to, number one, get to the gym. Okay, cool. You're at the gym. Leave. And you do that like once or twice, it becomes easier. And even to this day, like if I don't work out for a few days and then I get back into the gym, it becomes easier after that first initial gym session to continue with the habit of going weekly than it was 2 hours before I was going to the gym and I was like procrastinating and making excuses and all that stuff. So it is easier to really start small. And most of the time people say start small, they're like, okay, I'll do like 4 days a week, like an hour. It can be even smaller than that. So look at the goal that you have and even break it down smaller if you can to make it something that you're truly going to do, and also just build that momentum, because you want to be gentle with your expectations and you want to build that momentum with things. So just keeping in mind that less is more when you're trying something new, and being very gentle and realistic with the goals you want to set. If you'd like, a nice way to do this is to work backwards. So maybe you can brainstorm, what is a goal you have? And then work backwards onto, okay, what would I be doing to get that goal? Like, what would the ideal version of me who has that goal, what would they be doing every day? Then you look at those little habits that that person's doing. Okay, now looking at those habits, can I step back a little bit more and break it down? Like, what would be that person's first step to get to that habit? So you're working backwards. It sounds like you're working on like a middle school math problem, but it's honestly one of the ways that I got myself to make any sort of progress with learning a language, because I'm learning two languages at the moment and I've been doing it for the past year. That was like a goal I had last year. And literally, I mean, everybody knows Duolingo, but I use other stuff now past Duolingo, but it really helps you to build the habit, because you're only doing like 2 minutes of work a day, and it's like you just match like vocab words or complete a sentence, and it's literally 2 minutes long. So by putting in like 2 minutes every day, I was able to build the habit for like months, where I started to get so interested and started downloading other apps or finding other things to do or like whatever. But I'm spending more time per day on like trying to learn a language and speak a language. But Duolingo really did help in the sense that it was like 2 minutes a day, and it was so passive and easy for me to do in terms of putting that time commitment aside. So it's an example of how this can like actually work. Number two on the list is to anticipate obstacles and plan for them in advance. Because think about, in general, if we're going to use the example of going to the gym a few times, because it's really easy for me to immediately apply these rules to it, because this is how it is when I like talk to different clients. But an example is, a week will go by in your life and things are going to come up on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis that may, you know, it's life. Life happens. You may have to do something else, or timing doesn't work, or you were like running behind in the morning. And let's say your goal is to go, you're going to the gym like 4 times a week at 4 p.m. That's when you go, and you had to stay late at work. And after that, you have to do stuff to pick your kids up, whatever. Like, you can't make 4 p.m. at the gym. So what I like to do all the time is make sure that there's like a backup plan in mind. So you know, you have something to fall back on, and it could be anything. It could be like, with some clients, we have a backup plan where it's like, if you can't make it to the gym, try to do like a 15-minute walk around your neighborhood, and then like these like 5 at-home exercises or something. But it's, you want to keep that habit going, and you want to just plan in advance for obstacles, because one of the biggest things that hinders us at this time of the year, when we get very excited to create a goal, go at it, is the fact that if it slowly starts to not work, or we're finding ourselves slipping away from that habit because we set the bar way too high. we kind of give up and we don't want to do it because we lose that momentum. So it's almost having that backup plan. So let's say maybe you'd like to feel less rushed in the morning and get to work on time. That's something you've set aside as a goal for this year. Even if you work from home, you could set yourself up for success by planning ahead and like preparing for what might happen. So let's say you prep the coffee machine the night before so that when you come up in the morning, all you got to do is press a button and you don't have to like sit there and put all the stuff in. I don't know. I don't even drink coffee. I pulled that example out really quick. Another thing you could do is like set a rule to not check your work emails until your day starts, or not check social media or anything like that. This way, you know that in the morning, you're just going to go right about what you're going to do. Or if you commute, you know, like 20 minutes, try to leave 30 minutes ahead so that you have time in case there's traffic. I feel like I'm lying through my teeth with that one because I'm so bad at time. But I'm not lying through my teeth. It just feels wrong for me to be giving that as advice because that is definitely something I am currently working on too. But it's just knowing like things might happen and you want to have that wiggle room. Depending on your goal, you could write things out ahead of time. Like the exercise example being like, if X doesn't happen, then X. That's something they taught us when I was doing my Girls Gone Strong training. And I really liked it. It's like from the get-go, like within the first 2 weeks when I'm assessing a new client, like we talk about backup plans like immediately so that they know where they can go during their time. Just in case something happens, they're not stranded. And then we work on it. It's knowing ahead of time what's going to happen. Mel Robbins also kind of applied this to manifestation. I remember her doing an interview. I wish I could find it, but I remember her doing a talk show interview where she was saying that manifestation is not just the fact that you're actually, I talked about something very similar in the last episode. Oh my God. Anyway, manifestation is not just the fact that you're going to be like, I want to do this. And then you wait for it to come to you. You plan out things going wrong and how you're going to detour and fix it. The example I gave in the last episode was Michael Phelps, how he, when he was on an interview, he was talking about, he goes through the races in his head when he's like laying in bed or in the shower. He thinks about the race that he's going to do in the water. And because he's like a swimmer, I feel like everyone knows that. I don't know how to clarify, but just in case, he's a swimmer. So he'll think of an Olympic swimmer. He'll think about what he's going to do ahead of time. And he also thinks about the mistakes that might happen and how he can fix it ahead of time. So when it comes up, when he's actually doing the race, he knows what to do because he's already worked through this scenario before. I'll also do this on a smaller scale. For example, when I go to the gym, I like have my own workout plan and like an order of operations I like to do my workout in, right? And if I get to the gym and it's too busy and I can't get on like the hip thrust machine or like the rack is taken, I do have a backup plan in my head on what I'm going to do just in case things are taken. Or at this point, it's become second notion for me because I've been doing it for so long, but it really does help because there's been times I used to go to the gym and like machines were taking and I'd get overwhelmed. I'd get a little like down on myself and I'd be like, why am I even here? And then like, you know, you spiral. So it's nice to have a backup plan for any of these goals in your head, or just like walk through them in your mind. It's a really good tip that does help you stay with things and progress. And my last tip is another way to stick with the changes that you've made is to remind yourself why you're doing this and why it's important to you. Sounds easy, but it's almost like you want to come back on it. You want to have your why so you can fall back on it when things get hard, because things will, you know, come up because that's life. So maybe try writing a list to help you stay focused on your deeper motivations. This is an exercise you can do, or you can, again, do this like laying in bed or when you're in the shower or during a meditation. But you want to make a list and you want to do on a column down the middle. So a big line down the middle if you're doing this on paper. So on one side of the paper list, you basically want to make all, like list out all the reasons that you want to make a change. An example might be because when I rush around in the morning, it makes me feel stressed. So I kind of want to change that. So you, again, on one side of the column, you're going to put all the reasons that you want to make the change. On the other side of the paper, you can list how making a change is going to help you get like feel better and get better in life. So again, we're talking the same example here, like waking up in the morning. So maybe it's something like prepping the night before sets me up to be more calm and confident throughout the day. So again, the difference is you want to feel less stressed in the mornings, but then during the day, you're going to feel calm and confident. So I don't know. I like doing that exercise, but you can also dive deeper into it as well. And you can do it for different areas of your life. So the five areas of like wellness, like mental, physical, the finances, relationships, travel, whatever, spirituality. You can create, there's like diagrams online if you type that in, like the five like parts of wellness or like the five areas of wellness. And they're the areas in your life where commonly around this time we're making goals. So again, like I just said, like mental goals, physical goals, goals in relationships, whether that be like with your friends or partners or family, travel goals, things that you want to try in your business, work. So You can try to go through maybe if you want to do like a big New Year's reset. You don't have to, but it's just an idea. You can take that list going through all the reasons you want to make that change and then why those things are going to help your life. So the two, like your motivation and then basically like the outcome, the future version of you that's doing these things, like what they're experiencing, calm, confidentness, like freedom, they're feeling authentic. Running through your goals with that formula, I feel like really helps you define it. And it also reminds you, like, hey, this is literally why I'm doing it. And you can write it on your mirror, your vision board, keep it on your phone background to keep you kind of accountable. And not accountable, like, again, coming from like a drill sergeant stance, but accountable, like, this is why I'm doing this. Like, this is an integral part of me. It's like, I'm really aligned with this, and this is what I want to call into my life. And seeing it and knowing that why and digging, like, breaking it down a little bit deeper from the surface level is really inspiring and just makes it fun and more authentic to you. And we have one last exercise to help you take a step towards change. But first, a quick message from our sponsor. It's me, I am the sponsor. So maybe you want to work on the habit of meditation, being more mindful, grounding yourself, helping with anxiety. So I do have a free meditation that I'm giving out to all my listeners of the podcast. So I'm going to tell you a little bit on how you can get that. This is a intention setting meditation. So the goal is to start your day with an intention and to transform your life with this intention setting meditation. So as I've mentioned in previous episodes, your day does truly begin with your mornings. When you envision your day, your higher self, and who you want to be, you basically lay like a powerful blueprint and create a mantra that you can return to during your day. Very similar to what we were just talking about, like returning to your why, you know? And scientific research shows that meditating in the morning, when your brain is in that theta state, it allows you to absorb most information effectively. So this morning meditation is designed to anchor you in the present moment, allowing you to visualize how you want to be and remind yourself of that vision throughout that day. So using the power of hypnosis, I put a little bit of that in there too. It's basically just the way I phrase things. This meditation incorporates affirmations that your mind will subconsciously absorb, and it providing benefits such as like clarity, peace, motivation, and you'll notice an immediate shift in your energy when you do this meditation. So imagine carrying that energy and that sense of purpose with you all day long. It's so freeing to do a meditation in the morning. So don't miss out on this transformative experience. So to get this meditation, all you need to do is give this show a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to, whether that's Spotify, Apple, YouTube. DM me a screenshot on Instagram. You can DM me on Instagram at happyholistichippie, and I'll send you over that meditation. My other Instagram is also Amanda_LIZ. That's my personal account, but I'm on both of them. So feel free to send me a screenshot of you giving a 5-star review of the podcast. I think now too, you can write in the reviews or you can leave comments. So it's either or. If you want to leave a 5-star review, if you've already done that in the past, and if you want to just leave a comment, just adding to the podcast, it really does help the show kind of get traction, and that helps me out in creating the content and getting better guests on the show so that you guys are able to experience more. So it's all going right back into the podcast, and it's free. So again, you can send it over to me at happyholistichippie on Instagram or at Amanda_Liz on Instagram. I also have TikTok. I never advertise TikTok, I always forget. So if you don't have Instagram and you have a TikTok, it's my username is Amanda Liz as well. Amanda_Liz. I think there's two Z's on my TikTok name. So you can also send it over to me on TikTok as well. So let's get back to the show, and I hope you enjoy the meditation. So here is our last exercise to end the podcast. Basically, it is three different questions. So if you want to save these for later, or if you just want to ponder on it now and then come back to this later, you can as well. So you're going to need a pen and a paper or your like notes app or whatever you want to write down in. And I'll leave a little bit of time between questions. I'll repeat it so that you can think of answers. But again, feel free to pause the podcast if you need more time. There's just going to be three questions. So the goal here is to reflect on a meaningful change that you want to make in your life and then write down the answers to these questions. So you want to go into this with a goal in mind. So question number one is, what is one small step that you can take towards making that change? And again, what is one small step you can take towards making that change? Kind of going back to our first point in the episode, starting small, starting gentle, making it bite-sized pieces that we can actually follow through with. The second question is, how are you going to anticipate and plan for the obstacles that may come up? I'm just kind of following the bullet points here, but these concise, like concise them down into points. How are you going to anticipate and plan for the obstacles that may come up? And then finally, number three, how will you remind yourself of what you want to make this change? How are you going to remind yourself of why and what you want to make this change? I wrote those down. I think I made a typo because I meant to write why. I wrote what. But you're going to remind yourself. How are you going to do that? Are you going to hang something on your mirror? Are you going to put it in your vision board? Are you going to use it as an affirmation that you can write every day in your journal? Or are you just going to remember it and try to say it in the morning? Whatever method is going to work. I'm going to put these in the description as well. So if you need like a physical copy, if you're more of a visual person, it'll be in the episode notes. So feel free to check out those three questions below. But yeah, I just want to let you know again, remember that making lasting change takes practice. I've been at it for years. I have a few other supplemental episodes I'll also link below. But if you find yourself falling off track, these exercises are very handy and you can come back to this episode whenever you need to or these questions. And applying these steps can help you like stay committed to the new habits in any area that you're trying to make change on. I just wanted to leave you with three. Like, we can go into this a lot more if you're interested in this topic. We can totally go deeper, but I think this is simple enough just to start. So yeah, again, it's a journey that you're embarking on. So stay on the course and you got this, girls. And theys, everybody. I'll be linking supplemental episodes below. Again, I have a few in regards to like habit building, in regards to like routines, and also kind of finding your values, like I mentioned. So if those are areas that you're interested in, I'll link them below and I'll type them out. And lastly, I also want to mention, I am going to link my Amazon book list with all of my favorite self-growth books below. And again, this isn't just like a pitch for you to buy them, because with an Amazon book list, well, an Amazon link in general, like I would make it like, you know, commission, like a nickel off every book that's like bought. But literally, these books are my legit favorite books. I've been working really hard on this book list, and I've been putting captions for every single book. I think there's like 85 books or something that I've read over the past 5 years, because I do get a lot of DMs about like book recommendations. So I decided to put like update my book list and make sure it's like accurate. So these are my favorite self-development books. And again, even if you don't buy them on Amazon, like you can just screenshot them and get them at the library. I really do recommend these books. So I'm going to link that below. But if you do, like I said, click on the link. It will support me with a nice nickel or so. And I wanted to start a new thing this year where maybe I end each episode with a quote or two. So I found some quotes recently that I thought kind of lined up with this episode. So I'm going to just read them out to you. I really like this one, especially for this time of year. So, limited goals create limited lives. And that's very true, because think back, and I was doing like all of my my vision boards and stuff this week, and just like I think back to when I was planning them, and sometimes I'll go to put things on the vision board and I'm like, oh, that's not gonna happen, like I shouldn't put that on like the year vision board, or like I'm like, no, and I find myself like doing that, and it's not right. Don't limit your goals. If you really want something to happen, you can make a big goal. Like I like to do a section on my planner, which I'm trying not to derail here because I want to end the episode, but in my planner, I do a section at the bottom of my planner. I use a digital planner where I have small goals, big goals, and dreams all next to each other so I can see them every day. And the dreams are the things that are probably not going to happen within the next few months, but they're what the big goals and the small goals are like working towards. And you know what? Some of the stuff on the dream section looks a little crazy, but that's what I want, and I'm not going to limit myself. So remember that. Limited goals create limited lives. And building on that, I don't know who said that quote also. I just like, I saw it on like a, like an Instagram thing, and I was like, ooh, I just screenshotted it. But then this next quote is by Brianna Wiest, and it is, I hope you learn to defy what's reasonable and build sense in a world of your own design, which just means, you know, I hope you understand that like what's happening in the world and what everyone's doing in the world, you don't have to be that. You don't have to conform to that. You can find sense of the world and the way you want it to be and build your own like dream life. So I feel like that adds on to the whole habit section of today's episode. Make sure you follow me again on Instagram to stay in tune with the podcast. One of the goals this year, because the past few months, I just had a lot going on with travel and stuff and just my own life where I stepped back from posting weekly episodes. It was really eating at me, but I do have, new episodes coming every week, every Tuesday. So stay tuned on my two Instagrams for more updates on episodes. We're going to be dropping some merch soon. I'm very excited about that. It's going to be more like
pretty art and like quotes that are like really positive than it is going to be just like my face. So that's not the type of merch it's going to be. It's going to be something that like you may want to actually wear or use. So stay tuned. I'll have some polls up to help voting with that, but I'm going to design the art too. So I'm just very excited about all of it. If you really want some like fun possible like stickers, tote bags, maybe something else, we'll see. Stay tuned. My Instagram is Happy Holistic Hippie. And then my other Instagram is Amanda_Liz. And again, you can follow me on TikTok, Amanda_Liz, but 2 Z's on TikTok because somebody else got my name before me. So I hope you have a really nice day and I'll chat to you soon.